The gallery on the right, the circle on the left. Take your time, please, take your time. This way for the grand Christmas pantomime. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves.
Pardon me, is this the pantomime Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves?
Oh, gee, Daddy, didn't you hear him say it was?
Roll up to the greatest pantomime of the year. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves.
In you go, children. Wait outside here for me when the show's over.
Goodbye, Pop.
See that you behave yourselves. They are very talkative, miss, so keep an eye on them and quieten them if necessary. Goodbye, kids.
Oh, GK, is this a pantomime? Oh, I can see the velvet curtain.
Shh, and listen to the orchestra. That means the panto is about to commence.
Well, where does it take place?
Arabia. Leela, but keep quiet. There go the curtains now.
The 40 thieves didn't rob your house last night, did they? They're all rejoicing. They think the vile robbers have left the land.
Come on, you girls. Join in the fun.
Not me.
Oh, but I don't feel funny.
Oh, snap out of it. Oh, here comes Ali Baba.
Oh, look. Yes, it's Ali Baba, the lowly woodcutter.
Yes. Yes, you point the finger of scorn at me now, but every dog has his day, and someday you may see me wagging a different tail.
When you get a tail, we'll tie a tin can on it.
Stop! Stop, I say, you cowardly rabble. Ali Baba has never done you any harm.
Thank you, Gainer, my son. They are a mangy lot.
How is it, Father, that you have not gone to the forest for wood?
I stayed a while to drink a glass of wine with a sick stranger. But why the flowers?
I take them to Morgiana.
My brother's slave girl?
Slave she may be, but the fairest and the best woman in all this land. And someday I mean to ask her hand.
My boy, whatever would your mother say?
She can say what she likes. Love is love, and love is...
And love is what?
Love is noble. Love is an aspiration that leads to...
Leads to?
Love leads to...
Leads to the shopping center and the bankruptcy court.
Oh, look, Father. Here she comes now.
Here comes Morgiana, the slave girl.
A slave? Wandering about alone? It's a strange sight in this city.
Look at Gainham. She won't be alone for long if you ask me.
Leave her alone, all of you. Good morning, fair one.
Peace be upon you.
And on you be peace. Have we not met before?
I think not, O master.
What's the matter, Morgiana? You look troubled.
What right is a poor slave to look aught else but trouble?
Why was it that we should meet?
Why were you so kind and sweet? Why was I not more discreet?
As you should have been. Now I'm drifting heaven ever since that fateful evening.
You held my hand, caressed my hair. Your dear eyes looked sad, though they could care.
You made me fall in love with you. Honey,
honey,
it was right, it was wrong, but I was weak and you were strong. You made me fall in love with you.
I never thought that it could be so, for me so divine. What's the use of loving you, dear?
Remember, dear, you made me fall.
I wish I could buy you. I am already sold to a merchant of this city. Someone has got a good bargain. What's the merchant's name?
Ali Baba.
My father. And at his time of life, too.
But where lives my master?
This is our house. Oh, you'll be so happy with us. I will look after you, just like a
brother.
We shall see. Father, father, come here.
Yes, my son?
Why didn't you tell us you had bought a slave?
Ali Baba! Ali Baba!
Your mother, Fatima. Now we're in for it.
Isn't he funny? But why does a man play the part of a woman?
It's always done in pantomime. Just the same as a girl always plays the part of the principal boy.
But why, Kay?
Shh! Here comes the dame now.
Oh, so there you are, both of you. A pretty pair. And you haven't started to the forest yet. Oh, and you've been gathering flowers. Well, if I didn't know the flowers were for me, I'd give you a piece of my mind.
Better give them to her, Gainham.
You did intend them for me, didn't you?
I intended them for the fairest and the loveliest woman in this land.
Well, I knew they were for me. There's a lesson for you, Ali. That's different from the way you speak to me. And you started out 2 hours ago. What have you been doing?
Helping the boy gather flowers for you.
Oh, Father! Shall I take the flowers home and put them in water, Mother?
Yes, my boy, for I've got to go to the market. And perhaps it'd be better if I wasn't seen with a bunch of flowers. Oh, people say such things. They might say I've been flirting. Now be off, the pair of you, and see that the wood you get is dry and hard.
Goodbye, light of my eyes, soul of my soul.
Now, buzz off, will you? No, you can't have a sixpence, so don't try that soul of my soul stuff. Here's a halfpenny. Go and buy yourself some bull's eyes.
Goodbye, Mother. Come, Morgiana.
You know, I'm glad I sent him home with the flowers. People will talk. I'm not like that. I keep myself to myself. No one ever hears me utter a word out of place. I'm a woman of very few words, although I admit I use them over and over again. But so would you if you were one of 30 wives in a harem and only saw your husband once a year. Oh, I know what you are thinking. You are thinking once a year is often enough to see a husband, but not when he gets paid every week. And when a man's wages get split up amongst 30 of us, there's not much to spend on little doodahs and fal-de-lals, and a woman's got to have a new veil now and again. Yeah, she must wear something, even in a harem. Oh, but I'm the head wife, you know, and anything I say goes, in one ear and out over the desert. Oh, and it's not all honey being a sheik's wife. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Oh, can you imagine 30 minds with but a single thought, 30 hearts that beat as one, and 30 tongues all talking at once? Oh, well, 29. I'm out shopping most of the time, you see. That's one of the duties of a head wife. And it's no laughing matter either. Now, it always has appeared a very funny thing to me that anyone should ever doubt my word. This morning I went in a shop to buy some odds and ends, and the way that I was treated was absurd. I chose a grand piano, then a drawing room suite, a clock, some tables, carpets, rugs, chairs, and a bed. But it fairly knocked me silly when the man asked for the cash. It seemed like doubting me, and so I said, "What do you want the money down for? Ain't it only just a bit of bank? If I pay you now, you'll only spend it. Or else go off and put it in the bank. If I keep it, shan't I find it useful? Of course I shall, then why be so absurd? If I say I owe it till I pay it, can't you take my word? Gainham, come here, you good-for-nothing.
Yes, Mother, what is it?
Who was that good-looking wench that went into the house with your father?
Mother, that's father's new slave.
What? Oh, good gracious, your father must have gone mad. The harem is already overcrowded. Oh, anyway, I'll give him slave when he comes home.
Now everything is in order, Mother. Morgiana, come here. See, there's her label. Ali Baba, woodcutter, Baghdad. This side up with care.
What is your name, slave?
Morgiana, oh mistress.
Then understand, Morgiana, that I am the chief wife of Ali Baba, although there are 29 in the harem. Oh, Gainham, where is your father?
What's the answer?
Margarina, go and fetch me some asparaguses. Nay, tarry. Oh, Gainham, I'm getting worried about your father. Don't you think we'd better go and look for him?
A good idea, Mother. Come on, let's go. Hang on to me.
Hang on to me. Hang on to me. Don't be afraid of hanging to me. Let's be together. I'm in the next door.
You're over there.
I'm over here. Come over closer as I like you near.
Let's be together. Best you know.
You make
we'll be safe all the time.
I'll be your guide, you stick to me. Here you'll find no one safer could be.
Let's sing together, better hang on to me.
Oh, look, Kay, they've all gone.
Well, that's all right, Leela. They're looking for Ellie now.
Oh, here comes Alibaba now.
I am Alibaba, woodcutter and wife expert. 29 wives and all of the buttes. But my chief wife, she's it. Absolutely it. Can't do this, can't do that. Nag, nag, nag from morning till night. And what a tongue. Oh, she ought to have it pickled. She never gives me anything to eat except dates. I've been living on dates for the last 3 years. I feel like an almanac. I promised to cut some wood and come home early. I've been trying to find some plausible excuse. I expect trouble.
Oh, so here you are then, aren't you?
It's arrived.
Oh, so there you are. And didn't you say you'd be home by 6?
I forgot.
Oh, you never forget your way to the tavern.
No, and I never get a chance of forgetting you.
Oh, and once you said that I was young and beautiful.
And so you were, my Eric Blossom, till the sandflies got at you.
Oh, and look at your business. It's going to the dogs.
Oh, well.
You said it was a going concern. I think it's already gone.
Enough of this. I, as your husband and boss of the whole caboodle, command thee to shut up. Or in other words, put a sock in it.
Oh, Ali, look. Someone's coming this way. It's Gainham and a girl.
Ah, Gainham, my son. Chip off the old block. Who's the little bit of fluff?
But father, don't you remember?
Oh, I'd forgotten that. Had a safe journey, I hope. Not damaged in transit.
Quite safe, thank you.
Then, slave of mine, come and kiss your new master.
Oh, no, you don't. If you want to kiss anybody, kiss me.
And that ends that, for I'll do all the kissing.
Well, remember to kiss the right girl, for one can't be too careful these days. One reads of such things in the press.
One can't be too careful.
For Cupid is in quite a mess.
One can't be too careful.
As now for divorce such a large number of years.
In marriage, our old-fashioned laws we should spur.
A wife should be taken on sale or return.
One can't be too careful these days. One can't be too careful these days. You'll find that too cautious this way.
Now, men who are single, I warn you, heed this.
Remember, if you ever seek wedded bliss,
what you've never had, you're sure not to miss.
One can't be too careful these days. One can't be too careful these days. You'll find that too cautious this way.
Beware of the widow whose hubby is missed.
She wants an encore as she sighs to be kissed.
Cross your fingers or you will be next on her list.
One can't be too careful these days.
They're funny, aren't they? But what about the 40 thieves?
They'll be on, don't worry.
Oh, what's that singing?
It's the 40 thieves themselves.
How do you know there's 40 of them?
And look at poor old Alice.
Help us! Help us! This must be the 40 thieves approaching.
Don't be a fool, Father. It doesn't sound like more than a couple of horses to me.
Safety first, says I. Let's hide behind this old tree.
Needless to say, I am the villain of the piece. Little do these simple country folk think that I am Abdullah, captain of the 40 thieves. Oh, my faithful Mustafa. Is all well, Mustafa?
It are.
Tut, tut, you should say it am. Well, by hook or by crook, we must find the billet tonight.
We must, Captain, we must.
Aye, we must, Mustafa. We must have a billet tonight. Leave it to me.
We must have a billet, a beautiful billet. Somewhere that's cozy and bright. And when we find the billet, we'll write poems to fill it. So we must have a billet tonight. We must have a billet, a beautiful billet. Somewhere that's cozy and bright.
Ho there, you hiding behind that tree. Come out, boy, and fetch me a drink.
Certainly, great master. What's this? A gold coin. Father, he wants a drink and has given me this.
Looks like gold, smells like gold, tastes like gold. Tis gold. Fetch him a drink, quick.
Would master like to buy some wood?
No, thank you.
Me plenty poor man, master's mother buy some wood?
No, thank you.
Master's sister buy some wood?
No, thank you.
Master's son buy some wood?
I haven't got a son.
If master had a son, would he buy some wood?
No.
This is my wife, master, Fatima, weed of the desert.
Oh, Ali, I think he's fallen in love with me.
Shut up, you're old enough to know better. You want a billet. Would master accept the hospitality of our poor house?
No, thank you. But why not introduce me to this beautiful girl?
This is my new slave girl, master.
And very nice, too.
Aren't you jealous, Fatima?
Oh, no, it's no use being jealous in the East. What is one amongst so many?
Good, that's the spirit.
Annie,
how good. Yes,
Cassim, what does he want?
Annie, Annie, Annie,
Annie,
have you heard the news?
It's my brother Cassim. What news, Cassim? How do you
tell
us?
The city has been looted.
Looted? No, looted by a gang of thieves. Horses, wives, jewels have all gone. You will be pleased.
Perhaps it was the work of the 40 thieves. Oh, thank goodness you weren't at home, Mother.
She'll be safe.
Oh, but where's Morgiana and the stranger?
I knew it. I knew it. He was the captain of the 40 thieves. She's gone. She's gone.
Gone? Who's gone?
Why, Morgiana, my father's new slave. Gone and taken my heart with her.
Gone? Hurrah! I knew I was going to have some luck. My hand's been itching all day.
Yes, gone and taken my heart away with her.
Gone? What's the matter with you? Who's gone?
Why, Morgiana.
Morgiana? I thought you meant your mother. The slave girl for whom I paid 40 chips has been pinched by the 40 thieves. Well, there is only one thing to be done, and it must be done at once.
She must be found.
Exactly, but who's going to find her?
I will, for I love her.
Yes, but I paid for her.
Yes, but I love her, and there's the difference.
Well, for impudence, commend me to my son.
Father?
What?
What is love?
Well, love is like a citrus powder. The white and the blue. Keep them apart and they're quite safe, but mix them and... Anyway, saddle the camel and away we go.
Saddle a camel and away we go.
Wither away, brother?
You'll wither away in a minute if you don't behave yourself. They've pinched my new slave, so off we go to a voyage of discovery.
On Ali Baba's camel.
You heard of Ali Baba and the 40 thieves, maybe.
Wanted what we all want, lots of LSD.
He also had a camel. He stole it from the zoo.
How he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Ali Baba, Ali Baba's camel loved Ali Baba's soul.
No matter where he went to, the camel had to go.
They say he'll go to heaven. Of course, that may be true.
Wherever Ali Baba goes,
my camel will go too.
Ali Baba's camel would often lick his hand.
He said, oh, Ali Baba, I surely understand.
We must find an oasis
and get a drink somehow.
But hark, I hear the temple bells. They'll soon be open now.
He entered it for races and the desert for.
There goes Ali's camel in little cotton short.
The starter cracks his pistol off the camel's tear.
Ali Baba's camel wins by half a camel's hair.
Oh, how the camel loved Ali Baba. Ali Baba's camel had run for miles and miles.
Its tail was pointing backwards. That's how a camel smiles.
But Ali and his camel,
though both were out of breath,
he won so much, he laughed so much,
they laughed themselves to death.
Oh, look at him roll on the camel with the hump. Daddy says Auntie Morty gives him the hump.
You'll give anyone the hump, quite. Oh, I say, Cad, they're in the desert already, and the poor old camel looks tired.
Listen, Ellie, if you don't keep quiet.
Yes, but I want to know.
Oh, hush, and let me listen to Ellie.
Get up, get up! The blinking camel's giving up the ghost.
It's no good getting angry, Father.
Well, I am angry. Whatever you wanted to come this way for, I don't know. Not a bloomin' tavern on the way.
Father?
What?
There's a gang of armed men coming this way.
Which way?
This way.
Then let's go that way.
No, no, Father. Let us all hide in the rocks.
Shall us?
Let's. Oh, look. They're supposed to be hiding behind the rocks, and I can see them quite plainly. Oh, look at Fatima. Half of us well in sight.
Oh, Leela, here comes Abdullah, the captain of the 40 thieves, and Morgiana. What do you think is going to happen?
Search me.
Oh, why have you brought me here, Abdullah?
To have a nice little tete-a-tete with you. You must admit, I am a fine fellow, but I have forgotten. What is your name?
Morgiana.
Morgiana. May I call you Morgie? And let me introduce myself. I am Abdullah. Call me Abby.
Yes, call him Westminster Abbey.
Let us wander away and whisper sweet nothings beneath the sacred bow tree.
The silly ass.
Perhaps if I humor him, I may be able to escape. Will you promise to love me always?
Always.
Shh. Let's whisper it, shall we?
Yes, let's.
I'll whisper it to you.
You'll whisper it to me.
We'll whisper it to one another, dear, and happy we will be.
for it to fall.
Could we can whisper more and whisper it to someone who will time on not? Then the whole wide world will know.
Just like the wind that whispers in the trees, just like the honey carried by the bees,
just like the ship that sails before the breeze, the secret in my heart will come to you.
Just like a child who whispers something nice,
just like the car who wants to give advice, just like the boy who would tell the tale of spice.
Let's snuggle up and this is what we'll do.
Sensible girl. Now you can rest in this cave for a little while.
Cave? What cave?
Here among these rocks. It is a secret cavern. Many would give their lives to know of its existence. I will show you. Look and listen. Open sesame!
Oh, looky, Kay. The rocks have opened. Oh, doesn't it look dark inside?
Didn't you know that the 40 thieves kept their money and jewels in a cave?
Go in, Morgiana. Don't be afraid.
Oh, it's a nice place, but shall I be safe here?
Quite. Well, there is every convenience. Hot and cold water, etc. Now you be a good girl and wait here for me.
Oh, but you won't be away long. You wouldn't leave me. I'm so afraid.
I shall count the moments until I return. Abby, my boy, you're a gay deceiver. If she only knew I was the captain of the 40 thieves. Shut sesame!
Okay, Morgiana's still in the cave.
I know.
Well, how's she going to get out?
Well, look, there's Galen, Ellie, and Fatima coming from behind those rocks. Perhaps they'll be able to help
her. Oh, I hope so. Isn't it exciting?
Ah, well, thank goodness that nasty man's gone. Oh, to think of it.
I shall think of nothing else till my dying day. Shh. I'm shushing. But what were the magic words he said? If we could only think of them. Our fortune's made.
Well, try it, Ellie. It was, it was open something.
Ah, good idea. Open something. Well, who's got an opener? Oh, I know. Iskibibble.
No, no, Ellie, it wasn't that.
Oh, I know. Open Big Amy.
No, no, not that. Who ever heard of Big Amy?
Oh, I've got it, I've got it. It open, open He Says to Me.
Nothing of the kind. I know what it is. Open sausages. No, that's not it. Think of a number. Add one, take away the first number, and the answer's 11. No, Gainham, there is no one at home.
Father, I've got it.
Well, let's have it.
Open Sesame.
Oh, oh, my goodness, it's an earthquake. Oh, look inside, it's all dark and musty. Whoever's going in first,
dear.
I'm not.
Oh, go on, Father, you go in.
Not for all the dead amber in Baghdad.
Come out, Morgiana. Oh, Morgiana, where have you been? Tell us quick, what's happened?
Here, I say, don't you think that's lasting long enough? What does the cave contain, Morgiana?
Oh, gold, silver, precious stones, amber and Persian carpets. But go in and look for yourself quickly. The captain may return at any moment.
A good idea. Go on, Fatima, in you go.
No, Ellie, you go.
No, Fatima, you go.
No, Ellie, I don't like the dark.
Then you refuse to go. Remember, Fatima, wife of mine, one word for me and...
I do as I like.
Anyway, in you go.
No, Ellie.
Then you refuse?
Yes, Ellie.
Out of the way, both of you. I'll go.
Hurrah!
I won't be long, Mother. And Morgiana, darling, you'll wait for me too, won't you? Goodbye. Oh, my goodness. That's Abdallah and his band returning. What shall we do?
Shut the cave, quick.
Oh, but Gainham. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Whatever is the word?
And if I know?
Oh, there's no time to wait. We shall all be killed. Gainham, Gainham, quick, come out, my love. The robbers are coming.
It's no use. We'll have to leave him in the cave. But he'll get out all right. We can't wait. Come on, all of you, quickly.
Oh, in number, there's only 40 men. There are thousands. Like us today.
I'm the captain of the...
40, the naughty 40 thieves. And did reveal how we kill and steal in a way no one believes. But the ladies think we're sporty, for we got a taking away. Though we numbered then only 40 men, there are thousands like us today.
Look, Captain, look!
What is it, Mustafa?
See, the cave is open.
And Borgiana's gone too. Someone has been here and robbed the cave. Quick, they cannot have gone very far. Shut the cave, Mustafa.
Shut, Sesame!
See, here is a clue, a tuft of camel's hair. Quick, we must away to the city and look for a piebald camel. Let's away.
Oh, we number then only 40 men. There are thousands of lions.
They're gone. Oh, look, isn't that lovely? The scenery's all going funny. Oh, look, it's inside the cave, and there's Gainham. Oh, look at all the jewels and all the money. Oh, look.
Can't you keep that child quiet?
Sorry, mister. Quietly.
Yes, but there's Gainham in the cave.
My goodness, what a wonderful cave. And look at all these lovely jewels and all these gold coins. Oh, won't Mother be pleased, and Morgiana too. Oh, gee, we shall be able to marry now. I'll just fill my pockets with all I can carry, and then I'll go and fetch Mum and Dad with a camel, and we can get the lot. I'm so happy. Now, a handful of these lovely diamonds, then a handful of pearls, and the rest shall be gold, gold, gold. Now for home. Oh, it's very dark in here. What's happened? Why, the door of the cave has closed. I'm shut in. Oh, no, no, how silly of me. The magic word will open it. Open. Oh, bother. That echo scares me. Buck up, Gainham. You must be brave. I'll try again. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What shall I do? Open, Sesame! Thank goodness I remember the word. And now for home and Morgiana and happiness. Shut. Sesame!
Oh, gosh, I'm glad Gainham got out all right. Oh, look, it's another scene. It's a room.
It's not just an ordinary room, Leela. It's a harem.
What's a harem, Kay?
Oh, it's where the wives of the Arabian merchants live.
Wives? Can they have more than one wife in Arabia?
Yes, Leela.
Gee, I bet Daddy would like to live in Arabia, because I heard him
say... Oh, for goodness sake, keep quiet. Look, there's Fatima.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Oh, well, here I am again. And you know, Ali calls me Fatima all the week. Of course, she calls me other things as well. But on washing day, I'm just plain Emma. I'm Ali's favorite. He says I'm his delight. And the harem is the place where I reside. Though my real address, of course, is somewhere near King's Cross. But that's a little secret I must hide. I'm the only one who dares to manage his affairs. If anything goes wrong, I puts it right. I clean the forks and knives, and each day I count his wives to see that no one's pinched one in the night.
He's the Oriental Emperor of the harem.
And Ali's very, very fond of me.
She runs his little home as if it were her own, though she hasn't got a Persian pedigree.
In my mind, I've always reckoned that Calcamine runs second, for he lets me mend his trousers should he tear 'em. And early every morning on his highness, I've to wait. I have to fry his bacon when he has his breakfast late. And if he has it early, it means tea and toast for eight.
Oh, beat the bright and breezy in the heaven. She's Oriental ever on the heaven.
And Ali is very, very kind to me.
She runs his little home as if it were her own, for she hasn't got a Persian pedigree.
You can talk about your hubbubs and your wash days in the suburbs with wash days in the east. You can't compare 'em. For once we start the job out there, we've got no time to speak. For sometimes we've to wash 3,000 shirts out every week. And it ain't all milk and nannies scrubbing shirts out for a chic.
All things are bright and green in the
Fatima, my love.
Yes, my dear?
I'm worried about Janum. He's been a long time coming home. Even Kelsamine, my favorite wife.
What's that?
Next to you, darling. Well. Can't distract my worried mind. I wonder if he got out of the cave safely. Anyway, he's smart enough to get out of any sort of trouble.
Oh, shut up and hold your tongue. Oh, now what are you doing, you fool?
Holding my tongue.
Oh, there, Ellie. I didn't mean it. I was only joking.
Well, your style of humor never did appeal to me.
Oh, Ellie, do you remember when we used to sit side by side for one whole hour and never say a word?
Yes, my dear. That was the happiest hour of my life.
Oh, and then our children, Ellie.
Yes, our children.
Yes, our children, Ellie.
Our children.
Yes, Ellie, what are you doing? Do you remember the christening you took me to?
Yes, and you ordered two ices.
Oh, yes, I ordered two ices.
Yes, and we left without paying for them.
And the Gary Waller, he wanted 3 rupees.
Yes, and I gave him one.
Yes, Harry, you gave him one.
Yes, and that was a bad one. Ah, those were the days, those were. You had a voice in those days. We've both been thinking of good olden times.
Then we're gay.
When I was single and men told me rhymes.
Then we're gay.
Your figure was lovely, then it caught my eye.
And I was a maiden so young and so shy.
And although you are talking of days long gone by,
then we're undoubtedly gay.
Remember the time that I wooed you on when?
And I was afraid to let go of your hand.
I asked for your hand and I got all of you.
Yes, you took me money and me jewelry too.
When I brought you home, they said straight from the zoo. Remember the times that we played on the sand.
Your singing was like a very old German band.
You danced the fandango and I played the flute.
Oh, I thought you were past. Oh, you silly galoot.
I heard your fandango, no one gave a hoot.
They were
Ellie, can you see what I see?
Why, it's Gainham.
Ah, my son, my son.
Mother, oh, mother, look what I've got. Money, all gold and jewels. Oh, look at them. Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, let's count it.
It will be a long task, oh, mistress.
Ah, a good idea. Go borrow my brother Cassim's measure.
Happy thought. Then we can measure the treasure.
Well, I'm told, and I can scarcely believe it.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of money paid to get along.
Someone at the door.
Do you think they found us out?
How can they when we're in? But I'll go and have a look.
Oh.
It's the captain of the 40 Thieves, and he's got some of our camel's hair in his hand. Quick, go hide the camel and the gold. Quick!
Peace be upon you.
And on you be peace.
You don't appear well.
And never better, thank you. Won't you sit down?
No, thank you, friend. I am looking for someone.
Oh.
Oh?
Yes, master, we owe a lot. Very poor, master.
You have a camel?
Yes, master, I am a camel.
I said you have a camel.
Are you, master? You don't look like one, master.
Oh, the man's an idiot.
Yes, master, an idiot. You don't look like one.
Oh, Ellie, I've counted
it. Shut up, shut up. This is my wife, master, Fatima. I call her Weed of the Desert. For short.
Have you a camel?
Yes, master, we have a camel.
She means me, master. Shut up, you fool. This is the captain of the 40 Thieves.
Oh.
Oh?
Yes, Master. She owes more than I do.
Fatima, go and get the dinner ready.
Yes, love.
The man is not such a fool as he looks. So you cannot help me, and you don't know anyone who has a camel.
No, Master.
Then I will bid you farewell. The man is lying. I will put Mustafa on his track.
If he'd have said another word to... Oh, well, thank goodness he's gone. Money to lend, money to spend. Oh, I'm a silly old fossil. I'm talking to myself.
Ellie,
but here comes Cassim. I wonder what he wants.
I wonder why Weed of the Desert came to my house for the gallon measure. What is Ellie singing for? Oh, there is something in it. But I wasn't to be done before giving her the measure. Oh, no. I tell her the bottom of the measure. Oh, hello, Ellie.
Oh, good morning, brother. You seem in excellent spirits this morning.
Oh, nothing special, nothing special.
Oh, Ellie, I've measured it.
Shut up, you fool.
What have you measured, sister?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, you couldn't have measured much less. There is to me a mystery here.
What have you for dinner, my treasure?
Ah, that's it. Treasure.
Cheerio, Father. Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Gina.
Hello, Gina. Putting on airs and graces, acting the caliph already?
Well, we can afford to now.
Aha.
And what's the matter with Uncle? He has grown so fond of us all of a sudden.
No, I've just called for my measure.
Wife, give Brother Cassim his measure and let him depart in peace.
Aha, the mystery is solved. You have found gold.
Gold?
Yes, bright and shining gold. When I gave you the measure, sister, I tallowed the bottom of it, and a gold coin has stuck to it. Yes, and here it is.
Oh, you horrible thief. Leave my house at once.
Well, he can't very well take it with him, Mother.
I will leave your house to give information to the police. Then you will lose your head.
No, not that brother of mine.
I am an honest man, but should you feel disposed to share with me?
I refuse.
Shh. Leave this to me. You are right, brother of mine. We have found gold in a cave.
Where is the cave?
40 miles from here as the cock crows. Gainham, son of mine, your uncle wishes to share with us. We will return to the cave and get some more gold.
A good idea, brother of mine.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. That's the song we used to sing in the days gone by.
Sixpences have changed today, and Father Time reveals
in pre-war days with sixpence we could get the best of meals.
Sing a song of half a crown, never hangs a tale.
That's the price they put on all reductions at a sale.
Hats and gloves and lingerie to make Ma look like new.
And over goes your overtime and bang goes Father's screw.
Sing a song of six and eightpence, that's a lawyer due.
They charge you six and eightpence just for saying how do you do.
But once you pay them six and eight, I better let you know.
You'll have to pay a dance or more before they let you go.
Sing a song of seven and six, take yourself a wife.
You will get far more than seven and six, but worth the price.
But once you pay the seven and six, it's true, I'll ask the lack.
Although the goods are wrong, you cannot get your money back.
Sing a song of ten and six, but that we used to pay.
If we took a stall to go and see the latest play, we now pay ten and sixpence at the theatre, plus the tax.
To sit and count the bones in all the chorus ladies' backs.
Sing a song of 20 shillings, sometimes called a quid.
Many years ago, what a lot of things it did.
The 20 shillings nowadays we've very sadly found.
Is practically the income tax you're paying in the pound.
Sing a song of money, that's the way the money goes. Why we make a song about it, heaven only knows.
A man who paid to hear me sing said, you are the worst on earth. And if I'd have been your mother, I'd have had you drowned at birth.
Money, 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 all of you. We all wish we had some, don't you?
Gee, I like pantomime.
Why?
Well, I was only talking while they were changing the scenery.
Oh, gee, that was quick. Look, Kay, it's the street. Yes, it's outside Alibaba's house.
Eddie, in it.
Says so on the program.
Ah, stuck up. You're just showing off how well you read.
Oh, look. There's Abdullah's man, Mustafa, again.
Is this the house, oh, Mustafa?
Yes, that is Alibaba's house. Put a big chalk mark on the door quickly. That's it. Now, Alibaba, the whole band will know where you live and your number's up. Oh, good day. Are you well, miss?
Oh, dear, he calls me miss. Well, oh, stranger. And you?
Quite well, oh, fair one.
Oh, what a nice young man.
Oh, you dear old, I mean young thing.
Oh, dear, I wonder what my husband would say.
Are you married?
Married? I'm the queen of his harem. Weed of the desert, O-B-E. The only beauty here.
In that case, I'll be O-F-F. Off.
Oh, why the hurry, oh, gallant one? Am I not fair to tarry with?
Sure. Let us sing something, for there's many a good tune got on out of an old fiddle.
Suppose I were a camel in the desert of Sahara.
I'd make a rather nice one, don't you think?
I don't think as a camel you would be at all successful, because you couldn't go a week without a drink.
Ah, but if I were a camel, I would carry you for miles.
I think you'd find me somewhat of a lump.
But if I were a camel, dear, would you still love me then?
Perhaps I might. I often get the hump.
Suppose I were a leopard in the jungle far away, with elephants and tigers I should fight.
You're rather like a leopard now. You're sleeping half the daytime, and I'm told you go out prowling half the night.
But if I were a leopard, I would hunt for you each day, and of dainty food to eat, I'd bring you lots. Ah, if I were a leopard, dear, would you still love me then?
Oh, no, I simply hate a man with spots.
Now, if I were a little pig...
There's really quite a likeness.
I didn't think you'd say a thing like that. Now, just suppose I were a pig.
That's really very easy, for pigs, you know, are usually fat.
I didn't really think that you could say such nasty things. It is a very horrid way to talk. But tell me, if I were a pig, would you still love me then?
Why, of course I should. I'm very fond of pork.
Mother, mother.
Oh, quickly, quickly, that's my son. He mustn't see you here.
Oh, mother, father says...
Oh, don't say it, my son, don't say it. The day's so hot and I know what your father's language is. Oh, hello, who's been chalking our door? Morgiana?
Hero, mistress.
Did you put that chalk mark on my door?
Certainly not. It takes me all my time to keep it clean.
Oh, well, see that it's removed at once. Oh, I say, Margie, what do you think of my pearls? I just got them from a young lieutenant back from the Blue. Oh, and he was such a nice young man. Kept whispering all kinds of things in my ear. Kept saying something about old fiddles. And I told him I didn't understand anything about music. Oh, but we sang together. And oh, he was scrumptious. Yeah, oh, but I must go now, my dear, or my dinner will spoil. I'll tell you all about it afterwards.
Gainham, who was that fellow your mother was talking to a moment ago?
I've not the slightest idea.
I have a suspicion that he's one of the 40 thieves. He put a chalk mark on our door, see?
I know what we'll do. Gainham, we'll put a chalk mark like this on every door in the street.
Shall we? A good idea. Come on, darling. You do this side of the road and I'll do the other. Quick, before anyone comes.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? They'll put chalk marks on every door and they won't know which is Ali's house.
Well, Mustafa, I hope you've done your job well.
Hey, old captain, I think so.
Now we will knock at the door, and when they open the door...
Which door?
The one with the chalk mark.
But they've all got chalk marks, Captain.
Curses, curses. Someone has frustrated me. And when I'm frustrated, I'm vexed. And when I'm vexed, I'm angry. And when I'm angry, look out.
Shh.
Here comes somebody. We'll make a few inquiries. Pardon me, noble sir and beautiful lady. Do you know one named Ali who lives here?
Woe is me. Woe is me.
Why, what's the matter, Ali? Why the shakes?
Nothing, just a touch of the ague.
Yeah, but you never had ague before.
And you do not know this Ali Baba?
Oh, yes, we do. I am Mrs. Ali...
Fennecapan.
Fennecapan? I'm not. I'm Mrs.
You're Ali. Mrs. Fennecapan, and I'm Mr. Fennecapan.
Oh, it's useless talking to you, as neither of you seem to know who you are. I'll leave you. Bah.
Now then, what's the idea of all this, Ali? Don't I know my own name, or have you been deceiving me?
Shut up, you fool. That's the captain of the 40 Thieves.
The what? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Get me a little drop of something quick. You won't? Ah, oh, well, here comes your brother Cassim, and since he's got all that lovely gold from the cave, he'll stand me something.
Salaam alaikum, alaikum salaam. Salaam, O weed of the desert.
Oh, and a couple of salalaka weekums to you, Cassim.
How goes it with the ladies? You're a deep one, you are. Be careful, Cassim, my boy. Be careful, or you will regret it. And I know what I'm talking about. Come on, Fatima. He wants to be alone.
I consider that rude, distinctly rude. Aha, a noble-looking stranger approaches.
Friend, I am footsore and weary. My cattle are tired. Can you tell me where I can get accommodation for the night? The hotels are all full. And could you allow me to store my oil jars in your courtyard until dawn?
Well, as a matter of fact, this is not my courtyard. It's my brother's, Ali Baba's. But I don't suppose he'll object. Have you many jars of oil?
A mere 40, but they're rather large.
Oh, I suppose it will be all right.
Would you assist me to bring them in?
Certainly.
Got of them, jars of beautiful oil.
Realize, here before your eyes, I'm giving you the right oil. Thanks, oh stranger, that was indeed kind of you.
Oh, no trouble at all. Good night.
Oh, far so good. With one of my men in each of these jars, Master Ali Baba, I think your number is up. Here comes the slave girl. I'll hide.
Oh, look out, Morgiana. Abdullah's hiding.
Oh, please keep quiet, Leela.
Well, he is hiding, and I don't like him. And I do like Morgiana. And I want to tell her because I want to see her marry Gainham. And I don't want Abdullah to stop him. And I want...
You want chloroform.
What's that? Is it night?
Shh. For my sake, please. What was that? I'm sure I saw a figure flitting away in the darkness. My imagination, perhaps. Getting dark. The lights are burning low. We've run short of oil. Take a little of the merchant's oil. He'll never miss the little I require. Oh! Gainham! Gainham!
Shh!
Gainham, in that jar which I thought contained oil, there's a man. Listen.
Is it time yet?
Is it time yet?
Is it time yet? Is it time yet?
Did you hear that? It's a plot to kill us all.
Oh, what shall we do, Morgiana?
I know. Quick, fetch one of those kettles of boiling water from the stove. Then ring the alarm. Here you are, Morgiana.
Good. Now get busy.
Stand back, you two.
Abdullah, the captain of the 40 Thieves. Oh, it's no use, Captain. Your men are dead. You must surrender.
We've got him. We've got him.
Now, what's all this noise about? Ha ha. The young man that called to tune the canary.
Search him.
Ah, as I thought. The captain of the 40 Thieves. What shall we do with him?
Stop.
And who are you?
Lieutenant Mustafa.
Mustafa? Mustafa must have heard of him. What is it you want?
I demand the release of this man.
Well, you're too late. He is to be shot at dawn.
Mercy, master, mercy.
Mercy, I know not the meaning of the word.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It falleth from the...
Hey, Portia, this is supposed to be a pantomime, not Shakespeare. All the world's a stage.
Oh, well, if all the world's a stage, where are the dressing rooms?
A truce to this folly. Take him away and shoot him at once. Fire! That's the end of him.
No!
Oh, they missed me.
How did they? Well, keep it to yourself, you snapper up of unconsidered trifles.
Father?
What?
Can I get married?
Well, I always gave you credit for having more sense, but who do you want to marry?
Morgiana.
Morgiana, but she belongs to me. And so do I.
And if I loved you and you loved me...
Alice, you've been drinking.
Oh, it's no use getting sentimental with you. All right, Gainham, my son, get married and live slappily ever afterwards. I'll foot the bill, or rather the captain here will, for after all, it's his money we're spending.
Morgiana, Gainham, everything you do in every kind of way is simply perfect from the start. If you lift your little finger, then overgoes my foolish heart. Everything you do at every time of day will make me think of something new. Perhaps a symphony in sweet time, an afternoon of springtime blue. When you speak to me, sweet inflection, I'm like the birds that sing. You're a $1,000,000, you're perfection, you're a dream in the night. You're a heavenly thing. And every time you smile or frown and turn away, it's heaven if it's really true. Cause there's something so exciting in every little thing you do.
Everything you do in every kind of way is simply perfect from the start. If you lift your little finger, then all the world will be gone.
When you speak to me, sweet inflection.
festivities commence with love, life, and laughter, for we end up, as all pantos do, with a happy ever after.
Drink a toast, love, life, and laughter, and all that comes after. Drink, drink, drink. Sing, sing, sing to these rafters, in songs with your laughter. Sing, sing, sing.
That's grand. Well, come along, kiddies.
Oh, that's the nicest Christmas present you could have given me.
And me, too.
And so concludes Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, a Humphrey Bishop production from the studios of Amalgamated Wireless.